Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could.
Stay in the cells at long range.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
BC country artist Shanna Lynn was born a singer, turned her attention to soccer, and then returned to singing and songwriting. Her debut self-titled album was released in January of 2008 and included five songs she had a hand in co-writing. She's here to talk about her music career, her songwriting, and the new duo of Georgia Rain, made up of her and her fiancé, country artist Damian Marshall. Great stories, great songs, and lots of fun await us in the next 30 minutes. It's my pleasure to welcome Shanna Lynn to In the Country. Hey, Shanna.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, you are so very good, thanks. You're so welcome. Great to have you on the show. I'm really excited to share the couple of songs we have from you from the album, and then to get into, there's some pretty interesting stuff going on. Pretty busy these days.
Yeah, it's been quite a year. Quite a year.
Definitely. Lots of big news and things coming up. Let's head back in time. Let's go back. I understand you were just 18 months old. We're talking very young when you actually started to sing. Can you talk about sort of what people's reaction around you was to that?
Well, you know, I feel bad for my parents because they have tapes and, you know, hours of this two-year-old child singing. I sang Happy Birthday to everybody and everything, and it was just, I think, you know, now that I'm expecting a daughter, I'm thinking, oh, no, I'm going to be the same thing, hours and hours of tapes.
Now, did you come from a musical family, or was there music around that sort of got that into you?
Well, my parents were into musical theater. My grandpa was an opera singer. But other than that, not really country music. You know, I started listening to country when I was in about grade 9. But I've always,
right,
you know, with my family, we've always listened to music and enjoyed music. So I don't know,
very
I don't
cool.
know where it came from.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, it just came in something that you started. And you talked about getting into country music. Now, I think from your bio, one of the songs was the Toby Keith song, Should Have Been a Cowboy.
Yes.
That sort of
got you hooked. Yeah, I worked at, because I come from a place called Richmond, B.C., and nobody in Richmond listened to country music at all. Everyone was listening to R&B, and so that was my thing. And I started horseback riding, and I went to work at an equestrian academy in Vernon. And I thought, oh, no, I'm on a farm. Everyone's listening to country music. And sure enough, I left, and now I'm a country singer.
You never know, eh?
I know.
It's also like the Alan Jackson song, Gone Country. I mean, it can happen to anybody at any time.
I know. I think I came home and my family's going, what? You drove up with my Usher mixtape, and I come home with Toby Keith singing, I Should Have Been a Cowboy. They're thinking,
that's too fun. Now, you, for a while there, your focus turned to soccer because you were a natural athlete and did well in a lot of sports. But soccer, you actually pursued and participated at the provincial level with the Canada Games team. And you actually won a soccer scholarship as well. So that obviously was a big time in your life.
Yeah, I mean, to this day, I love soccer. It's a huge passion. My dad was a soccer player, and it was tough. You get to a point where I have to pick, okay, what do I want to do? Do I want to pursue soccer or do I want to do music? And it was a really tough choice. I actually got to play Amanda Bynes' soccer double in a movie called She's the Man. So
right.
I played a boy. I had fake sideburns and fake pecs. And, you know, that was entertaining. I absolutely love it. But, you know, I came to a point where I had to make a decision. So what I really wanted to focus on, and music won.
That's great, and it's great for all of us. Yeah, speaking of that movie, very cool, Amanda Bynes' soccer double. I guess just being on that set, how many days were you on it for?
I was on it, actually it was about 6 months. They flew a trainer in from England, and originally they were going to train her to do all the soccer, but, you know, she's a Hollywood actress, I think. To fake even looking like a soccer player was a bit of a struggle. So they said, "Hey, you want this part?" And it just worked out. So it was on and off set for about 6 months. It was great. I got to hang out with Vinnie Jones. He was an old soccer player, and he's played in movies like Snatch, and he was awesome. So it was really fun.
Really neat. Now, the soccer and singing, are there qualities that you need that are similar to each that are to be successful at both of them?
I think with soccer, I was really driven. And you have to push and push and push to fight your way to the next level, just like music. So with soccer, you start out and, you know, it's not just everything is handed to you. That's the same in the music business. You have to push and knock on every door and fight your way through. So
It seems so much of it is obviously the talent which you have, but it's the persistence is very key.
Yeah, because there's so many people. I mean, there's millions of people that want to be soccer players or want to be country singers.
Yeah.
But if you don't push and, you know, again, knock on everyone's door and get your face out there, then, you know, you'll kind of, it won't happen.
Yeah, you're not gonna make that name for yourself and get through.
Yeah.
Now, one of the big breaks for you was the 93.7 JRFM. They have, I guess, a new country challenge. I assume that's where they play a song each night. And you won it 5 nights in a row.
I couldn't believe it.
Exciting.
Yeah, I called in and I voted for myself. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to call in. You know, I'm a local girl. I'm going to phone as a joke. And they played it back on the air. They played it back. They said, oh, you know, they tape it. And they said, oh, this is Shanna Lynn calling in and voting for herself. I thought, oh, no, how embarrassing. But that's just my personality. So, I mean, it worked out. I couldn't believe that I won.
Now, 5 nights in a row now, that was a song they played of yours?
Yes, that was the first
Which
track
was
on
that?
The record, As Long As You Love Me.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So that obviously must have given you some confidence there to do that, be a five-night champion and sort of kick things off.
Yeah, because you never know. You put your heart and soul into your record, and then you release a single thinking, oh, I hope people will like it. And then, you know, starting off with 5 nights in a row, that was more than I could have asked for.
Yeah, I've been thinking recently, too, how when an artist has to pick a single, because you've got 10 or 12 songs on an album, and that first single or any single is obviously a big decision to make. Was it when you picked the singles from the CD, did you really have to go back and forth and think it through?
Yeah, I went over, you know, every track about a million times thinking, how do I want to introduce myself? And do I start with a ballad or do I start with something rock? And I thought, no, I just want to start with something, you know, it was kind of a summer song, just a nice melody. It had a good hook. Well, I thought that it did. And yeah, just kind of a sweet introduction.
Now, was that one that you had a hand in writing?
No, I didn't write that one. I didn't write
that
one.
Okay. Very cool. Now, we're going to be sharing a couple of songs from that album, the self-titled album. And the first one is called Walking Away, which you also did a video for, a great video that people can check out at shannalynn.com or through YouTube. First of all, what was it like filming the video for this?
Oh, it was awesome. I filmed it in my hometown, and it was great. I love being in front of the camera, so I had no problem with that. It's just when it all comes together and you're filming and then, you know, you're waiting a couple weeks to see the final cut, it's just, I was thrilled.
Yeah, it must be really exciting to see the final cut and see it all come together and have that finished product ready to hit the airwaves.
Yeah, and you know, it brings the song to life. Because, you know, everyone has a different interpretation, and they might think, well, where did she get her inspiration for writing that song? And, you know, they can see that through the video.
Yeah, definitely. Now, let's talk about the song itself, and then we'll share it with our listeners, Shanna. Now, was this one you had a hand in writing?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you want to talk about sort of the process?
Sure. Actually, it was about my ex-husband.
Okay.
So it was, yeah, great inspiration.
You're never
supposed to date a songwriter. You know, if you break up, we always write songs about you.
Get revenge in a song, yep.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he really appreciated the video. But, yeah, it was one of those songs that I actually woke up at 3 in the morning and wrote it on a napkin. And,
wow.
And that was it. So
amazing.
Thought, people say, songwriting is so difficult. I'm like, no, it's not. You just wake up in the middle of the night, write it on a napkin, and there it is.
Oh, that's a great story. Well, let's share the song now, and then we'll come back. We're going to talk about the album itself and the new duo with Damien, of course, called Georgia Rain, and lots more. Right now, this is Shanna Lynn and Walking Away on In the Country. Country artist Shanna Lynn and Walking Away here on In the Country. That's taken from her debut self-titled CD. It's a great song, Shanna. When you write songs like that that come from personal experience and other songs that you write, is there kind of a release when you're done? It's something maybe that's inside you and you can let go of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially with that one, shooting the video as well. It was a huge release for me.
Very nice. Yeah, it seems that songwriting is quite therapeutic, and not just the finished product for us as listeners, because it can do that for us, but also for you as a songwriter and an artist. You can, I guess, like you said, let go of stuff and move on.
Yeah, go through a bad breakup, write a song about it, and then let it go. I'm sure,
exactly.
I'm sure he really appreciates that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the price you pay. Now let's talk about some of your influences too. Once you got into the country music genre, who are some of the artists Toby sort of got you in there? Who are some of the other ones now that you're really tuned into?
I love Faith Hill, Martina McBride, Lady Antebellum, Paul Brandt, definitely yeah. Damian Marshall.
He's a great one too.
Yeah, he paid me to say that.
Make sure the check clears first, of course, and
yeah. All right.
Now you guys have got let's move ahead to that, and then we'll cover some other stuff. But very exciting with Damian Marshall, not only your fiance, father of your soon to be daughter, as you announced, it's going to be your baby girl. But you guys have
said it was a boy.
Oh really?
Oh, we were convinced. We went into the ultrasound thinking, okay, I'm having a mini Damian Marshall. We're going to dress him up like his dad. And we were convinced. And Sharon, the lady said to us, you really want to know? And we said, oh, yeah, but we already know it's a boy. She said, okay, you're having a little girl. And I think our jaws dropped. So that's okay. We'll have a mini Shanna Lynn.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, that's very cool. And the two of you, soon to be three of you, maybe you'll form a trio at some point, but you and Damian, the new duo, is called Georgia Rain. Now, really exciting. I know that you guys are getting some material ready, and I guess you've performed as the duo so far?
Yeah, we performed as a duo. We actually, earlier this year, we got to we did the opening for the Olympic Torch here in Vancouver.
Wow.
So that was
terrific.
That was a good way to start. There was 30,000 people here in Richmond and Rick Hansen.
Nice.
It was awesome. Something that we'll never forget.
That sounds very memorable. Now, as far as the sound of the two of you together and the type of music, what can you sort of describe it or explain how that's going to work?
It's going to, you know, we kind of struggled with that at the beginning as to what we don't want to be another Lady Antebellum. And Damian loves George Strait. I really like Leanne Womack. So we thought, you know, we kind of want a little bit of an older record with, you know, our own personal flavor.
Yeah,
so.
That's a great idea because we're missing a lot of that older kind of sound. And I think I think audiences want that.
Yeah, we need to. We're going to bring it back. Bring it back to Canada.
Awesome. And for those listening, they'll, of course, know the name Damian Marshall, a big Canadian country star. Songs Built to Last, Why Don't We, Not Even a Little, I Know What Love Is, and there's others. I've heard him on the radio a lot, and so he's a very successful artist in his own right. He didn't pay me to say that, by the way.
I was going to say, did he call in?
And we're going to have him on the show, too, so he can tell his side of the story as well.
Oh, no. Uh-oh. Yeah, we both have a different version of how we met. I think the first time I Facebooked him to see if he wanted to do a Christmas concert here in Ladner. And he said, oh, yeah, the first time we met, I said to him, oh, you're really cute. I said, I don't remember that. I remember just, you know, sweeping him off his feet. I don't know. You'll have to ask him. He's
That's
a different
too
version.
Funny. Two different versions, yep, but a very happy ending, a baby on the way. Now the wedding is this year, I think, in a month or so?
Yes, the wedding is October 9th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're really, I know it's coming up. I don't know if I'm going to be able to fit into my dress with my pregnancy, but that's okay.
Awesome. So the duo of Georgia Rain we can look out for, and I know there's a website as well. Is it georgianrain.com?
It's georgiarain.ca.
.ca, okay, georgianrain.ca, where people can start to see the group coming together, the duo happening. Now, you also filmed something called The Road to Nashville with Shanna Lynn, which I watched and really enjoyed.
Oh, no.
Your personality really comes through in that. It looks like it. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I love being in front of the camera, and a friend of mine owns a company in Vancouver and thought, hey, you know, Shan, why don't we film a pilot to a reality show? So, of course, I jumped at the opportunity, and I do wheel my pug in a stroller. I know it's embarrassing, but Hey, why not? So I thought it shows, I mean, fans want to see behind the scenes. They want to know what you do, your day-to-day life, you know, how you write songs and just everything in your life. So I thought, oh, it's perfect.
It's great now. So did you shop this around at all?
I haven't. Damien and I were actually thinking of doing, of filming a pilot for our own reality show. So I haven't shopped the Road to Nashville.
Okay.
We thought, you know, people probably want to see behind the scenes of Georgia Rain. The Road to Nashville with Georgia Rain. We can just change the title.
There you go.
I might.
That's a great idea, and a baby on the way, and a newly married couple, the whole bit. It sounds like a great idea. Now, for the album produced by Bill Buckingham, your self-titled debut back in January of 2008, how many songs did you listen to narrow it down to the ones that made it?
I mean, hundreds. You have CD after CD and song after song, and at that time I was going through, you know, lots of changes in my life and a breakup, and I thought, you know, that record, now looking back, was, like you said, a huge release. And, you know, I was writing songs about my life at the time and what I was going through. So that's my sad record. Now that I'm writing for the new one, it's going to be, you know, love and marriage and a baby. Big difference between the two.
Yeah, that's great how, I guess good and bad, but how a whole CD can capture where you are at any given time.
Yeah, I listen back and I think, okay, I don't know if I would choose the same songs now that I did back then, but that's where I was in my life at that time. And
For sure. Now, one of the songs which we're going to share now, Shanna, is Cry Like Memphis, and this is a beautifully written song, and it's got a great hook in it, and it's just a terrific song. Do you want to talk about hearing it and then selecting it for the CD?
Sure. I think it was one of the first or second song that I heard, and I knew right away that I wanted the song to be on the record. It's one of those power ballads, and, you know, people can relate to it going through a breakup or if they've lost somebody. So I really fell in love with the song right away.
It's a great one. It's called Cry Like Memphis, sung by Shanna Lynn here on In the Country.
I'm going three times under.
BC country artist Shanna Lynn and a beautiful song called Cry Like Memphis. You can find that on her self-titled debut album. And I guess, Shanna, they can order that off of shannalynn.com?
Yes, shannalynn.com.
Awesome. Now, because you love being in front of the camera and you've done all this stuff and there's some funny bloopers on YouTube, I wanted to ask you, is there a TV show out there, whether it's a reality show or even a sitcom or whatever, that comes to mind that you'd love to make a guest appearance on, if you could pick one?
Well, I think that I can cook. That's my new thing. I'm into baking and cakes. So, you know, I'd love to go on a cupcake show, maybe. Damien is listening to this right now, probably rolling his eyes. I shouldn't be allowed in the kitchen. I light things on fire. It's not.
Okay. I think I read a tweet or a Facebook comment on some cooking and cupcakes.
Yeah, I'm obsessed right now. This isn't good for my thighs being pregnant. I don't know.
That's too funny. Now, maybe you could have your own cooking show.
That's what I want. My own. I was going to open, you know, along with the singing. I thought, oh great, I'm going to open my own cupcake store. But I don't know. Again, Damien just rolls his eyes.
What about cover songs? Do any of them come to mind? A couple of them, that songs you really love singing, whether it's on stage or just at home.
I love singing musical theater songs, so I think that I play every character. So, you know, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, I'm Joseph, I'm the children, I'm the narrator. You know, Beauty and the Beast, I play every single character. I'm a one-gal show.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, usually people pick one role, but you could do them all, a one-woman show.
I know. My poor daughter, she's going to think, oh, my... I don't know what's wrong with my mom.
She is definitely going to be a future singing superstar with Damien and you and the whole music around the house, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you. Or she won't like singing at all. She'll come out and she'll want to play, you know, drums in a heavy metal band, and she won't like soccer. That's okay.
That's too funny. Well, we're just getting set to wrap things up. Shan, it's been a real pleasure talking with you, sharing those great songs. And I look forward to hearing more about Georgia Rain in the future, and of course speaking to Damien at some point. Thanks so much, Shan. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Been a blast. My guest today has been country artist Shanna Lynn. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country.